Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to just talk with you about how I'm feeling and what's going on. Initially, I thought I would just keep the feelings to myself, and that this was something that I did not need to share. But I realized that I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through, and that many of you have also been experiencing uncertainties in your life. And so yesterday I received notice that someone I loved had transitioned to be with God. And I sat with that thought, and I wasn't sure what my next thought should be or how to respond. And, you know, I always reach for my iPad. When I could see better, I reached for my pen and I wrote my feelings, and that's how I processed what was going on. And so this morning I got, you know, I got a few hours sleep, and then I just started writing. And for me, as I write, it's like a living journal. It's like a living, breathing, changing essence of knowledge, understanding, sometimes grief, and always a journey to enlightenment. And so I thought that I would share with you one of the poems that really helped me process what I was feeling this morning. And if I can get through it without any tears, I'll share the second thought too. And I will note the episode so that if this is something that you find too somber, you can go past it, and it won't, hopefully it won't affect you. The first poem that I wrote is called Home Again. And here it is. How do you feel when feelings are what you're supposed to have, but all your senses are numb? Why do our lungs skip a breath when we realize someone we love is gone? Often our spirits perceive that unrest, chaos, anxiety, and trouble is going on. So yesterday, as I fought to control my eyes, before I gave in, I wondered what had changed, what newness had begun. Perhaps it was just that moment when you closed your eyes and your sweet life ended. See, I sensed a shift in the world. Honestly, I felt like the world had tilted, but I didn't know how much. Then this morning, when everyone was mourning, a smile returned as a glimmer. My heart regulated its beats, and my lungs remembered how to breathe. See, now I know that you are home again. A few tears drop, and my mind becomes clear. My brain acknowledges, and my heart understands that you are at peace. And I smile in honor of your new wings. I thank God that you are safely in his arms and you are home again. And so, you know, there's been so many beautiful spirits that have relaxed. They've given in to their pain. They've given in to their hurt. And they have become free. And as we each regain our footings, we sit down, we give in, and we breathe. I just want to remind you that you are not alone in this moment of grief. And although many of us are grieving, we are learning what it looks like to find new peace. And so my thought today is not to add any stress, but to bring you relief. There's one more poem I want to share with you that I wrote a few years back that stopped my tears from falling when nothing else would provide relief. And I wrote it for my nephew. It's a poem that every time I read, every time I listen to it, every time I think about it, my tears still return to me. But I think that because I'm going to label this as a special episode for everyone to hear and listen, I'm going to include this poem too, because it might be one that you might refer to again when your heart is in need of relief. And wow, it's amazing. Our child of God has been called back home. God has reclaimed his broken body, and God has made him new. He took him home, wrapped him in the finest of silks and satins. See, God knew there was a limit to what man could do. God stepped in and he whispered softly, "I am here. Now, my child, rest. Close your eyes. Take your last breath. Just be at rest." God blew a wind to place calm on his shoulders, waved his hand, and took all of his pain, his tears, and his fears. He touched his heart. God let him know that he would be fine. We will miss his warm smile, his tender touch, oh so much. We will wipe away tears for the many memories we shared, memories of laughter, of love, and of the smiles he left in all of our hearts. We will still dream dreams of his kindness, yet his spirit will forever be missed. Thank you, God, for calling our child of God home again. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. I hope that these lines of faith assist you. And I thank you for walking this journey with me. Until we speak again, I thank God that one day we will all be home again. Goodbye.